الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam, qiyam, and the tilawat al-Quran, and whatever our good intention and the du'as that we have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hufaz, today we completed the Surah Al-Baqarah and we started Surah Al-Imran. Surah Baqarah continues about 2.5 Jews almost. And then again Surah Al-Imran, it goes on to another 2 Jews. Today, in the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized certain important factors. One of the factors is that when you spend in path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about spending in path of Allah. Allahuday paadayla selavalikka evriyathallam. And there are so many different kinds of people when they spend in path of Allah, selavalikkum bodhu avangaludaya intention, niyat vithyasamaga. There's one category of people, they spend only for sake of Allah, they don't expect anything. Our expectation, edhume illa Allahude kodutham. About those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives example for what they spend and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that. He says, it's like you spend, you actually plant one seed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that one seed, there's about 7 sprouts comes up. From each sprout, there's about 700 seeds. That means every penny that you spend, that Allah will multiply into 7, and then that 7 will be multiplied into 700. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, this is the first category that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Then the second category of people, they spend, they do good, and they will follow with adha, that means with the hurt. They give for someone some wealth, and they will, you know, show off, or they will hurt them, they will tell something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't spend, don't do good deeds, and then hurt, follow with adha, yatba'uha adha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not expecting anything. That means you don't think that this wealth belongs to you and you spend and you hurt others. The beneficiary should not get hurt. And you shouldn't become arrogant by spending it because that wealth doesn't belong to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, sometimes we think, I don't have wealth. Then Allah says, قَوْلُ مَعْرُوفُ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا. Even a good word, قَوْلْ مَعْرُوفُ, it's a sadaqah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sadaqah, charity, is not only the charity that you do with your wealth, with your money. Even smile, even you remove something, you know, very clear explain. So then, this is all about not spending only your wealth. It is infaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in the beginning also about the muttaqun. He says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They will spend. So it is reflected in the end of surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how do you earn, what type of wealth do you earn. There is a very good way. When you are spending, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. When you are spending, spend from the good, from the most purest wealth. Don't spend when there is doubt. Spend it from those spheres. So when Allah speaks about tajiba, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, immediately the end of Surah Baqarah is all about monetary dealing, business, transactions. He speaks about riba. Usually, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. When the usury was banned, that was very popular, acceptance amongst the Arabs. They used to do lots of dealing with interest. One of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was a huge lender. He used to lend a lot of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him as well in that, indirectly. Allah said, riba is haram. Riba is haram. And Allah says, those who do sadaqah, Allah will increase. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَةِ. Allah says, I will increase the sadaqah and the riba will destroy you. Riba will get diminished. That means when you think, you feel there is a lot of money coming in and going for it, but that will know barakah and Allah will bring. And then in the end of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, whatever, even the riba, first says, don't have, you know, multiple riba, interest, don't take multiple. And then the second, the last, final category, whatever, even 1 rupee or 1 penny of riba is haram, leave it. But you can take your capital back. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has given lots of wealth, and he actually forgave everybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can take the capital back. But then says, when you give someone, you know, assistance, financial assistance, lend them money, you look at their condition, whether they are wealthy, whether they are able to do, whether they are finding difficult, you need to deal with them accordingly. This is the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah at the end. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the longest verse in Surah, in the Quran, is about the deal. Whatever you do, you need to have 2 witnesses, write it down. Having maintaining a proper account book is ibadah, and Allah has commanded. If you don't, when you do whatever dealing, you have 2 witnesses with you. You have 2 witnesses with you. This has been mentioned the longest verse. And then in this Surah Baqarah, in the last part of Surah, the last verse in the entire Quran is also revealed in Surah Baqarah. It's the last verse. After that, the verse was not revealed. The last verse is وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fear the day that you all gonna return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, there is no injustice will happen. Whatever you have done, according to your hard work, you will be rewarded. You will not find anything more, anything less. If you have worked hard, if you have been honest, you have done the dealing well, فَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Nobody will be, you know, dealt unjustly. Everybody will be treated equally and fairly. Allah is the Malik Yawmiddin. He is the only one who will treat us equally and fair, and He will always treat us fair, and He will be just. My respected brothers, the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, it's very amazing. I will conclude it here. That's the only verse which Jibreel alayhi salam didn't come down from heaven. All other verses in the Quran, where Jibreel alayhi salam brought it down. But the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the journey of Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala read those verses directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the verse of Amr al-Rasul. That's only verse. And actually the Mufassirun explains, it is the graduation ceremony of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The graduation ceremony, what happened? About 13 years, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only listening to the words of Allah, he never saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had firm conviction about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believed so strongly, this is from Allah. Then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after such a long period, Jibreel alayhi salam accompanied him, the journey of Mi'raj, the, you know, long story how it happened. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is giving the shahada, Allah is giving the certificate to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aamana Rasul, my Rasul of Allah, as Rasul had brought faith, iman, iman. Now, you know, just imagine, for 13 years, so much of difficulty, didn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what it's called iman. And Allah didn't say, only Rasulullah, Aamana Rasul, then what? Bima unzina ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun, and the believers, sahabas at that time, even the believers, they have strong iman and conviction. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the syllabus of iman, syllabus of faith. Amana billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulih la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusulihi wa qalu sami'na wa. This is the article of iman. This entire thing, everybody, the believers, they believe, and Allah's Rasul have believed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that part of it, Allah is explaining, and what is the dua that we should ask, the big question. The last part of this verse says that it is a dua that Allah is teaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and teaching us, that this is what we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. Allah is teaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this word. Wallah, if I do anything mistakenly, forgetfully, take me into account. Allah is merciful, but this is the humbleness that we present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَعْقَدْ لَنَا. Wallah, do not put a burden on us beyond our capacity. Beyond our capacity. Allah will never test us beyond our capacity. Just remember, if you are being tested, it's like a young men, they go to gym, you know. You carry a weight first time, 5, 10, you go on. You keep increasing. What does it mean? The more you increase, you are becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. The more you're going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means your iman is becoming stronger and stronger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they are the most, those who win most difficulties and tests and trials are because they are the most strong. Their iman is strong. So when there is tests are coming and we are getting closer to Allah, glad tidings, alhamdulillah, iman is increasing and we need to enjoy. It is difficult, but even at that moment Allah will give us a peace. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he ends that with that wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Wallah, wa'fu anna warhamna. Afu means forgive, complete and replace with good deeds. Warhamna, wallah, shower your mercy. Anta Mawlana, you are our protector. You are our protector. Wansurna ala al-qawmi kafir. Help us against all those disbelievers who are plotting against. My respected brothers, today is a Friday night and the first Friday night of this month of Ramadan. You know, we know generally the Friday night is a great night. In month of Ramadan, it is great. So the more we engage in good deeds, even the Friday morning, tomorrow, we can read a lot of salawat and get closer to, you know, make use of this opportunity. And the time is passing. Just when I finished reading today, I just realized 3 taraweeh, 3 nights is done. Another 26 or another 27. See how quick it is. So we must try to, you know, strive and work hard. And remember, brothers, remaining another 26 or 27 days, we all, masjid has to be kept open. So we all have to cooperate with the trustees, with the system, what is being said. You know, there's difficulties, but alhamdulillah, last year it was fully locked down. So the more we cooperate and help each other, inshallah, we will be able to continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah, tomorrow night or on my next session, we'll be speaking about Surah Al Imran. It's a beautiful surah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the relationship about Christianity, Judaism and Islam, Isa alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, and beautiful stories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al Imran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.